Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 to 39, set for today. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the world. No, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. I came to set sons against their fathers, daughters against their mothers, daughters-in-law against their mothers-in-law. Your worst enemies will be the members of your own family. Those who love their father or mother more than me are not fit to be my disciples. Those who love their son or daughter more than me are not fit to be my disciples. Those who do not take up their cross and follow in my steps are not fit to be my disciples. Those who try to gain their own life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake will gain it. Denise spoke of looking again at the story of Ruth. As our house group has worked through the Bible Month material prepared by Dr. Rachel Starr, the New Testament invites us to look again at the promises the Jewish people believed had been made exclusively to them through their ancestry, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their deliverance from slavery in Egypt, and the gift of the law through Moses. Matthew tells us that through the person and life of Jesus Christ, God's promises are open to all who will accept them. The offer is not exclusive but inclusive, and it can be rejected. It is not predictable or simple or cheap. Matthew's appeal to Jesus' ancestry includes not just a blue-blooded line of leaders and kings, but also Tamar, who seduced Judah, her father-in-law, Rahab the sex worker, and Ruth the foreigner from Moab. Jesus offers a new life that must be first forged in death, and where disciples must owe their first allegiance to God rather than their beloved families. The challenge in Matthew chapter 10 is stark, but it comes after the promise of a rich harvest in chapter 9. The promises in chapter 18 are more reassuring, speaking of God's total acceptance and forgiveness for our sins, however great the debt. And even Matthew, with his concern for the lost children of Israel, ends with Jesus' commission to his disciples to go to all nations and make them disciples, and to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and to teach them to observe all that I have commanded. Our music group will now lead us to sing from Singing the Faith, number 153, Break Thou the Bread of Life.